Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noom Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noom Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noom hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything. Because anything can happen after noon.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP439267V1.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Save big money with help from Menards. Stay cool this summer with portable air conditioners from Polonis. Featuring multiple comfort settings and built-in thermostat, they're easy to install, come with a remote, and are available in several models suited to your specific cooling needs. Take control of your comfort with Polonis products at Menards. And check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, BDENTREK. Hope you all had a great Wednesday, enjoyed some baseball action. I'm here to recap the news and notes and more from the day and get you ready for Thursday. So let's talk about the news and notes from Wednesday. Kerry Carpenter of the Detroit Tigers has been battling a back injury for a few days, and on Wednesday was placed on the IL. Akil Badu was recalled to take Carpenter's spot on the Tigers rostered. Badu was hitting .253 with 6 home runs and 16 stolen bases at AAA this season. We've seen him have fantasy relevance from time to time. We've seen him be a disaster at time to time. Could be one to keep an eye on for the coming weekend's fab process. TJ Friedl of Cincinnati Reds returned from the IL on Wednesday without a rehab assignment as he's been sidelined with a thumb fracture. Pretty impressive. Friedl was back at leadoff on Wednesday, went 0-3 with 2 walks. Mike Ford was DFA'd to make room for Friedl. Not bad for Mike Ford. He got paid $1.3 million to play a couple weeks of baseball and then get DFA'd. Pretty good gig right there. Marcus Semien, in quite a rare event, Semien was out of the Rangers lineup on Wednesday. It was the first game that Semien has missed since May 12, 2022. Semien has been banged up since he collided with Adelis Garcia on May 18th. He's only been 4-for-33 at the plate since then. So some time off might be in store for Marcus Semien. Jordan Westberg of the Baltimore Orioles was hit on the hand during Tuesday's game and was out of Wednesday's game due to the hand injury. Westberg finished Tuesday's game, so there's some optimism there. X-rays were negative as well, but he's getting a couple days off here to get things right and hopefully see Westberg back in the Orioles lineup in the coming days. Ramon Laureano, the Atlanta Braves, signed a minor league deal with the Braves on Wednesday. With Acuña going down for the rest of the season, the Braves will make many moves to try to fill Acuña's roster spot. They'll go through Laureano, then they'll drop him, and so on and so forth, until they fit someone that fits the need. Laureano ain't it, but hey, I've got to start somewhere. Trevor McGill, the Milwaukee Brewers, was hit by a comebacker on his elbow on Tuesday, and he was unavailable to pitch on Wednesday. The Brewers do not think he'll need an IL stint, but McGill may need a few more days to heal before returning to closing duties. Lars Nootbaar of the St. Louis Cardinals left Wednesday's game after injuring his side on a swing. Nootbaar will undergo further testing, and we should have a better idea of the severity of Nootbaar's injury on Thursday. Dylan Carlson entered the game to take Nootbaar's spot in the lineup. Edwin Diaz. It's been a rough go for Edwin Diaz and the New York Mets of late. Diaz has been struggling tremendously, and on Wednesday, Diaz was placed in the IL with a right shoulder impingement. Josh Walker was recalled from AAA to take Diaz's spot on the roster. And this makes you wonder, is Diaz's shoulder really screwed up? Is that problem partly why he's pitching bad? Or is this a 15-day IL stint to say, hey, buddy, clear your mind, get things right, come back and start dominating once again? Pretty interesting stuff there for Edwin Diaz. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets left Wednesday's game after getting hit on the hand by a James Paxton fastball. X-rays were negative, but the Mets are waiting the results of a CT scan to determine whether there is a break or not. We'll know more on Thursday. Junior Caminero, the Tampa Bay Rays, big-time prospect there. He's going to be missing 4 to 6 weeks with a grade 2 left quad strain. Many were stashing Caminero awaiting a call-up any day for the Rays as he continues to produce at AAA. That is obviously on hold, and stashing Caminero is not a good idea for the time being. Tyler O'Neill of the Boston Red Sox, after getting tested in Boston, was placed in the IL with knee inflammation. The initial thought was that O'Neill would not need an IL stint, but a short stint may be better to let O'Neill completely heal. He's not been right since the concussion he had. Now he's got the knee injury. Time will tell on that one. Emmanuel Valdez was recalled from AAA to take O'Neill's spot on the roster. Alec Manoah of the Toronto Blue Jays was removed from Wednesday's start with right elbow discomfort. He was pitching well, so this is a bummer. He'll be evaluated further on Thursday. Yu Darvish exited his start on Wednesday in the third inning after experiencing tightness in his hamstring. Darvish will go further testing and get evaluated on Thursday to determine the severity of the hamstring injury. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from Wednesday and a peek ahead to Thursday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to running your banking, retail, or restaurant business, you are the expert. But when it comes to helping you power your technology strategy, let us be your techspert. At NCR Voyix, we're shaping the future of commerce with industry-defining technology. We'll handle the tech stuff, so you can focus on keeping your customers happy. Learn more at ncrvoyix.com. ncrvoyix.com.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP439267V1.
Hi, I'm Josie. My daughter turns 5 today. I'm also an Ohio State Highway Patrol trooper. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can get home to celebrate with my daughter.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail.
Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitchList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Nelson Velasquez, 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs as he's heating up at the plate for the Kansas City Royals. Over Velasquez's last 7 games, he's hitting .240 with 4 home runs, 6 runs scored, and 7 RBIs. More impressively, 15% walk and K rates have been quite impressive. We know he's streaky, tons of power in that bat. Ride the hot streak while you can. Nick Gonzalez of the Pittsburgh Pirates continues to rake since getting called up from AAA. Gonzalez went 3-for-5 with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs on Wednesday. Gonzalez has, in his 17 games since getting called up, he's hitting .313 with 3 home runs, 10 runs scored, 16 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Pretty good stuff from Nick Gonzalez, who's been the primary second baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nolan Gorman is doing it, folks, and hopefully he continues to get playing time to do so. He was platooning for a while, kind of platooning a little bit, but for getting a lot more playing time now. And on Wednesday, Gorman went 2-for-5 with a double, a homer, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. Over the last 15 games for Nolan Gorman, he's hitting .333 with 6 home runs, 15 runs scored, 13 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Pretty impressive stuff from Gorman, who we always knew the talent was there, just the production has never really followed. Well, we're getting that right now from Nolan Gorman, and hopefully it's a sign of things to come throughout the rest of the season. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Andre Pallante dominated. I was wrong on this one just because I was going off of his box scores and work in the AAA, but Pallante, 6 shutout innings, 3 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks. You know, you'd want more strikeouts, particularly with the fact Pallante went 6 shutout innings in Great American Small Park is pretty impressive. He only had 5 whiffs and a 23% CSW on 86 pitches, but if he sticks in the rotation, could stretch out to 100 pitches, there might be something there, at least in deeper formats. Dane Dunning continues to dazzle. 5 shutout innings, 3 hits, 4 walks, and 6 Ks. The walks was an issue that kind of limited his start, but still pretty good stuff there from Dane Dunning. He had 11 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 92 pitches versus the Diamondbacks. Dunning has now made 9 starts on the season, is a 3.94 ERA, 3.68 xFIP with 53 strikeouts and 45 and two-thirds innings pitched. Last but not least, one of my favorites, Mackenzie Gore dazzled versus the Atlanta Braves. 5 1/3 innings, 1 run, 6 hits. What I love to see here, 0 walks for Mackenzie Gore and 10 punch outs, 10 strikeouts for Mackenzie Gore. That is big boy stuff versus the Braves. Gore had 13 whiffs and a 25% CSW on 97 pitches. He's now made 11 starts on the season, and Gore has a 2.91 ERA, 2.97 xFIP with 72 strikeouts in 58 and two-thirds innings pitched. Absolutely love what we're seeing from Mackenzie Gore. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock, reads daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. All right, let's look at the relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. 3 whole saves on the slate. 3. Ryan Helsley picked up save number 18 on the year versus Cincinnati Reds. Jordan Romano picked up save number 8 on the year versus Chicago White Sox. And Clay Holmes picked up save 16 versus Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about the Tays' top relievers. All right, peaking at Thursday, it's like 7 or 8 games. There's a 3-game early slate, a 4-game main slate for DFS, so we're not going to talk DFS today. Kind of a wasted. I hate small slates, so we're not going to go there. A couple things I'm looking forward to. Not a lot of great pitching matchups. We got a few here. Brady Singer versus Chris Paddock. Looking forward to that one. Jack Flaherty versus Nick Pivetta should be a fun one. And then Zach Gallen versus Christian Scott, as there's still some optimism there. And the Mets are a disaster. As Jorge Lopez said, it's the worst team he's ever played on. Oh, wait, no, it's I'm the worst player ever on the worst team. I don't know. There's a lot going on in New York right now, and it's not good. None of it's good. So that is an interesting storyline to follow, as well as Jorge Lopez looks like he's going to be on the way out in New York here in the coming days, maybe tomorrow, for instance. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure you all go check out pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Get you a ton of great content, get you into the Discord, get you the PLV Plus metrics and more. gets you the awesome podcast for picking up your fab starting pitchers over the weekend with Nick Pollock, gets you projections and so much more at pitcherlist.com when you're a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. So go check it out. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap a small Thursday of action and get you ready for Friday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Thursday, May 30th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP439267V1.
Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.